blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. This is the affirmation of one of those dinner guests who had been present with Jesus at the house of the Pharisee, or the leader of the Pharisees. In fact, I find it fascinating that Jesus was even invited to have dinner at the house of a leader of the Pharisees. After all, Jesus really wasn't friendly to the leaders of the Pharisees. He used to say things like, "You are pretty on the outside, just like a tomb. Inside, you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness." He used to criticize them for their deed not matching their creed, for their words being all nice and pretty, but their actions being corrupt. He used to have deep criticisms for them. So it is kind of amazing that Jesus was welcome to come to the house of a leader of the Pharisees and invited to have dinner with them. He turns to that leader, he turns to that person, that man, that Pharisee, and he says to them in the middle of dinner, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." "What do you mean, Jesus? I can't invite my friends and my families and my neighbors and all those who like me and I like them and all those good people in the community who it would be good for me to be seen with. I can't invite them?" No. Because if you do, you're likely to be repaid by a return invitation. "No," Jesus says. "The true measure of a man, the true measure of a spiritual man, the true measure of someone who is in tune with God is if they invite the poor, the hungry, the lame, the crippled, the blind, those who truly need to eat, those who truly need such a dinner invitation, those who are desperate for the banquet and who cannot pay for it, who cannot repay you with an invitation or with the prestige of their presence." And it was in response to this that someone else who had been invited to the feast said, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Now, if this leader of the Pharisees If this leader of the Pharisees had been true to his faith and true to his proclamation of the Jewish religion, he would have said, "Amen, Jesus." Because the Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees believed that there would be a resurrection to come, and that in the resurrection, the righteous would be judged and given that which they merit, and those who are evil would be punished. They believed in the resurrection. And here Jesus is essentially saying to this leader of the Pharisees, "I am one of you. I also am a Pharisee. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in righteousness. I believe in establishing righteousness through words and deeds, like welcoming the poor and the crippled, and the lame, and the blind, to feast on the riches that God provides." Amen. Jesus exemplified the ethic and the calling to which all of us are called, but especially the Pharisaic Jews and their interpretation of the law. And it is to that statement, it is to this statement, blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God, which came in response to Jesus' own statement about who you invite to the feast, who you invite to dinner, that then Jesus tells a story. It's in response to this statement that Jesus tells this story about the master who had a great big banquet prepared, and he told his servant, go out into the community and tell those who have been invited to come, for the meal is ready. And every one of them had an excuse. Oh, I just bought a piece of land and I want to go take a look at it. I send my regrets. Oh, I just got a new yoke of oxen and I want to try them out. I send my regrets. Oh, I just got married. I can't come to your banquet. I just got married. We RSVP our regrets, but we can't come. And the master gets mad and says, go out and invite the poor, the lame, the cripple, the blind, and invite them to come to this feast. And he does this, and he comes back and says, we've invited all the poor, we've invited all the lame, we've invited all the crippled, we've invited all the blind, and we still got seats at the table. Then go out to the highway out there and invite people in from all over the world until the table is full. For no one who turned down the invitation will get to sit at my table or eat of this banquet. Oh, Jesus, I don't think I like that. Whosoever will may come. You got an invitation, friends. Are you going to answer it? You've gotten an invitation. You've received an invitation from the Creator of the universe. You've received an invitation from the Creator of all things. You've received an invitation from God the Father to come to the banquet supper of the Lamb. And unfortunately, so many of us, brother, so many of us, sister, so many of us say, oh, I'm sorry, I've got work to do. I just bought a new country home and I want to go take a look at it. I just bought a new Mercedes-Benz and I want to kick the tires and drive it around for a while. You may even have a good excuse. I just got married. Sorry, friends. We have received an invitation from the Creator of the universe to come to the banquet table and feast on the riches of God's grace. But sadly, so many of us are saying, sorry, we've got a prior commitment. Sorry, we've got other things we'd rather be doing. Sorry, we've got something else to do. Sometimes you struggle with sermons. You struggle with the passages of Scripture. You struggle with the gospel. You struggle with the words of Jesus. You have to work really hard to understand what God is trying to say, to understand what the early church's experience of God was, to understand what the gospel is saying to us today, here and now. And then sometimes the passages jump off the page and just slap you in the face. And this is one of those days. I saw this on Monday morning, and it was the last thing in the world I wanted to preach on. And I looked for something else to preach on. I went to the epistle lesson. Couldn't find anything there. Went to the Old Testament lesson. I didn't like what I found there. God brought me back to the gospel lesson. Oh, I don't want to preach on this one. Because I'm stepping on lots of toes, including my own. There have been times when I've turned down that divine invitation. I'm too tired. I've got too much to do. I can't afford the time to to set aside time to go to worship because I'm too tired. What are you saying, Greg? You're here every Sunday. There are other times I go to church, friends. If I'm in town, if I'm at all around, I try to go to a worship service on Friday at noon. I don't want to miss it. I go, I worship as a member of the congregation. We sing praises, we sing hymns, we have prayers, we receive Holy Communion every Friday. It's a wonderful personal experience for me in which I am fed, in which I am nourished, in which I am strengthened. And when I miss it, oh, I miss it, my brothers and sisters. But I'm really good at inventing reasons not to go. Oh, it's Friday, it's my day off, I can just sit here and watch TV. Oh, it's Friday, it's my day off, I need to go to the grocery store. Oh, it's Friday, it's my day off, I can sit here and read another chapter of this book. Oh, it's Friday, it's my day off, I can do anything else but involve myself in church. I turn down, when I do that, I turn down the invitation of Almighty God to come to the banquet table and feast at the great dinner. And the danger, my friends, the danger, my brothers and sisters, is that the Master says, go out to the poor, go out to the lame, go out to the crippled, go out to the blind and invite them in, and then go out to the strangers and invite them in. For those who turn down the invitation don't get to sit at the banquet table. The danger, my friends, is that the day may come when you've turned down that invitation too many times. Guess what? The invitation stops coming. Ooh. Well, I don't like that, Greg. Can't we just have takeaway at the table of the Lord? Can't we just have home delivery? Get it in 30 minutes or it's free? Can I have fries with that? No. We are invited to come to a banquet, to a buffet that is beyond measure, and feast in the Word of God, in the prayers of the people, in the hymns of the faith, in the holy word proclaimed, in the sacrament of Holy Communion. We are invited to come and feast on the riches of God's grace, feast at the great dinner. And so frequently we say, I've got something better to do. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we might want to invite our friends, our family, and we should. You know, the table is huge. You may think, oh, Greg, the table is kind of small. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the table of the Lord goes beyond our imagination. It extends beyond this building and beyond this time and place and beyond this denomination to every Christian community that has ever existed, exists today, or will ever exist. The table of the Lord is extended across 2,000 years of the past and for as long as the kingdom exists in the future, to the marriage supper of the Lamb at the end of time. This table extends, and there is room. There is room for us to invite all whom God is calling, all whom God sends the invitation to. There is room for us to invite them to come. When did you last invite someone to come to the table of the Lord? Oh, Greg, that's your job. When did you last invite someone, Greg? I flew back from Washington, D.C. on Friday. I was seated next to a fella who I didn't know when I boarded the plane. We got to chatting. He asked me what I did. I told him. Oh, really? Where's the church? Next to the airport. Really? I gave him the address, gave him my card. Told him where he could find us on the internet. Told him he could watch my sermons on the internet. He may be watching now, I don't know. Well, when it goes up later this week. He may walk through those doors some Sunday, having received an invitation to come. But that's not just my job, friends. That's your job, too. To be one of those servants, to go out into the highways and the byways, out on the interstate, out into the world where you live, and invite the people that you know and that you meet to come and feast at the banquet of the Lord. Come and feast on the riches of God's grace. Come and feast. And to make that invitation, you've got to accept it for yourself. And you've got to come. Oh, I've got good reasons, I've got good excuses for not coming today. Really. My brothers and sisters, you've heard the invitation. You're sitting here right now. You've heard the invitation of the Master. Come. Let nothing stand between you and the table. Let nothing stand between you and the Word. Let nothing stand to divide you from receiving the grace, the riches, the blessings of the table of the Lord. The riches, the blessings of the Word of God. The riches, the blessings of the very presence of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways to the glory of Your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. From the dust of the earth you formed us in your own image, giving us beauty, intelligence, and a soul to represent you in this world. Sadly, in our arrogance, we chose to trust the word of the serpent rather than your word of promise. We chose the tragedies of sin and death over the blessings of righteousness and life. Even though we turned our backs on you, Holy Creator, you never gave up on us. You sent us your covenant and your prophets, and in the fullness of time you sent your very Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to gather us into your family once more. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Master, our brother and friend. Through his birth, ministry, death, and resurrection, Jesus revealed your love for us in word and in deed. In him you have brought us out of the nightmare of sin and death and into the glory of your amazing grace. In him we live and move and have our being in the sure and certain knowledge that his righteousness is our righteousness, his grace our grace, his peace our peace. And now Jesus calls us to his eternal banquet, offering us the best seats at the table, even though we do not deserve to even join in the feast. But the words are sure and certain and worthy of full acceptance. Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. For on the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If those who are assisting would come forward at this time. Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is indeed a means of sharing in the body of Christ. Body of Christ broken for you. 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 And the cup over which we give thanks, it is indeed a means of sharing in the outpoured blood of Christ.
Blood of Christ shed for you. 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 Blood of Christ shed for you.
The table of the Lord is ready. The invitation is offered to all. All are welcome to come and receive the blessed grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament of Holy
Communion. In your presence, Lord, let me learn
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2013 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.